Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is The All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine. Never stop believing you can be the difference. I'm Matt Leon. Here's what's happening. Tropical Storm Fay is pounding the region with heavy rain and strong winds. It's especially rough at the Jersey Shore. KYW's Tim Jimenez reports from Ocean City, where conditions were getting worse as the morning went along.
It started off with a light rain, but as the hours went by, the skies opened up more and more, and the winds gained strength, pushing people around on the boardwalk. Dave McNulty said he would try to make the most out of his trip.
Just came down yesterday for an extended weekend, and had a great day yesterday, and going to be sitting inside and playing games today.
With visitors likely doing the same thing as Dave, staying in today, that's another blow to shore businesses and restaurants already hit hard because of the pandemic.
The rain is expected to continue throughout the day. A search is underway for a missing 2-year-old who was last seen in the Strawberry Mansion area. Police believe the child may be in danger. 2-year-old King Hill was reported missing from his home near 31st and Page Streets by his stepfather. Captain Mark Bergman says the stepfather left the child in the care of a babysitter.
The babysitter advised the stepfather that she had returned the child to the mother. However, that's being disputed by the mother. The biological mother is claiming that she did not return a child to her.
The babysitter is a friend of the stepfather who has been taking care of the child long term. Police say the mother has not seen the child in weeks.
Somebody's not telling us the truth because the babysitter is saying she returned the child to the mother. The mother saying no, she did not.
The 2-year-old boy has black curly hair, brown eyes, and he's a light brown complexion. If anyone has any information at all, they are urged to call police. You can see photos of King on our website, kywnewsradio.com. Fire departments across New Jersey are benefiting from about $475,000 in grants through the Federal CARES Act. KYW's Mike Doherty reports a department in Camden County is getting the biggest check in the state.
Firefighters in Winslow Township serve about 40,000 residents. Chief Mark Rigberg says they applied for $125,000 in grants for personal protective equipment and other things needed, and he says the government has come through for them with $113,000, significantly more than any other department in the state.
The equipment that we'll buy from it, again, will keep our forces safer. They'll keep us in the fight against the pandemic that's ongoing right now.
And he says it also helps ensure continuity of service over a large area that doesn't have too many fire hydrants.
Several other departments in the area are also getting a piece of the CARES Act pie, including Washington Township and West Hampton. New Jersey's Motor Vehicle Commission is extending again expiration dates for licenses, registrations, and tags that either have expired or soon will. KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden says this is the second such extension since the pandemic hit.
The move follows days of long lines outside MVC offices across the state since they reopened on Tuesday. Here are the new deadlines. For expirations between March and May, the new deadline is September 30th. June through August, you've got till the end of the year. They're still encouraging people to do their business online. Those who can't are now getting numbers with a daily limit to make sure those who get one get served. The rest will be told to go home.
The agency earlier announced a 6-day work week through July starting Monday and a halt to employee furloughs to speed things up. New Jersey could soon do away with the title of county freeholder under a measure now gaining support in the state legislature. Governor Phil Murphy announced support of a plan to rename the position to county commissioner. Murphy's office issued a press release suggesting it's time to phase out the term freeholder from our public discourse, a term coined when only white male landowners could hold public office. And earlier this week, Sixers All-Star Joel Embiid expressed his concerns about restarting the season during the pandemic. Yesterday, we saw just how serious he's taking the coronavirus. KYW's Dave Uram the story.
Joel Embiid showed up for the flight to Orlando, got out of his car, and then with some assistance, put on a Tyvek suit. It looked like a full-body, shoulder-to-toe hazmat suit. The video from NBC Sports Philadelphia instantly went viral. Joel was also wearing a mask and gloves. Embiid proceeded to take a photo with a baby and did so with backup center Kyle O'Quinn laughing hysterically in the background.
Embiid posted on Instagram photos of him posing in his suit as he boarded the plane with the caption, "Get rich or die trying. Orlando, here we come. Hashtag the process." That's the All Local, presented by Penn Medicine. Never stop believing you can be the difference. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.